Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. You know, anyone that's interested in the global trade, one of the things you usually have to deal with is how do you ship products, you know, back and forth? In fact, for most of us, we're shipping products from one country to another country. And most of us are doing this by a shipping container. Today, I'd like to kind of answer sort of an interesting question, something that maybe some of you have thought about, maybe some of you out there have not thought about, but the question is, how many shipping containers, or do shipping containers ever get lost at sea? I have shipped many, many containers. We've shipped, you know, hundreds of containers between Asia and the United States. We have never had a container get lost. I've had containers get delayed. I've had containers get rerouted. I've had containers have got water in them and maybe, you know, products have came in a bit damaged. But we have never had a container get completely lost at sea and not be found. So the question is, do containers get lost at sea? Well, the answer to it is yes, a shipping container can get lost at sea, but they report that less than 0.001%, or get this, 0.001% of all containers are lost at sea. This is really interesting. That means not even 1% of all containers are lost at sea, that it's less than 1%. For all the containers being shipped around the world, that is not very many containers at all. So the probability of your container getting lost at sea is extremely low. In fact, the probability is that it should arrive at its destination safely. That really, my hat goes off to the shipping companies who are able to do this and continue to do this in ways that can't even be imagined, that I don't know of any other transportation company that has such a record of this, where you have less than 1% of all containers get lost at sea. For some reason, between 2020 and 2021, there were 3,113 containers were lost at sea, compared to 779 the previous year. So, you know, one reason why that happened is because of weather. So as weather changes around the United States, and as maybe some of these ships end up in more fierce storms, as there might be suddenly high gusts of wind, or there could be some other problems that could happen, there may be more containers get lost at sea. But basically, if you think about the millions of containers being shipped every single year, and only 800 or so are generally lost at sea, that is quite a low number compared to all of the other forms of shipping or the ways of shipping. Container vessels are basically designed to transport containers safely, and the shipping companies operate a very tight safety procedure. So, you know, this really is important, because when you are handing your goods over to a shipping company, you want to know that it's going to arrive at the destination and you're going to be able to get it. And that is why these shipping companies, they take their jobs very seriously. They have very tight safety procedures to make sure the containers will arrive safely. The major reason why a container might be lost at sea is weather. So this really is the primary reason why containers are lost. As you know, cargo might fall overboard if it's weather related. Harsh storms or other related incidents can cause your shipping containers to fall or blow off the ship and into the water. When this happens, many times these same containers are eventually recovered, though more than likely the goods inside are all damaged. So, you know, a container might blow off, the shipping company might realize we've lost a couple containers, they may, you know, send boats out there, somebody out there to recover the containers, but the chances are whatever was in there is probably already damaged. So, you know, weather can play a major role in how the containers are getting lost, and the reason why maybe in some years more containers have gotten lost than other containers. You know, another thing is it can happen that there could be like maybe a container ship like what's happened got stuck in the Suez Canal, where every day thousands of ships pass through it. And in 2021, due to weather-related issues, if you might remember, an Evergreen cargo ship got stuck and went off course due to strong winds. Containers were lost due to this incident. You know, some they were, you know, able to again recover. Things were damaged inside of it, but that could also cause a reason. Or, you know, huge swells of water can come and blow a container down. Even though shipping companies really make sure that their ships that they have and the containers they put on those ships are secure so they will not blow off. You know, other reasons why, you know, containers could be lost at sea, even though weather is the number one reason. And, you know, weather can be considered a force majeure, meaning that the shipping company really doesn't know this is going to happen. It could just be a freak accident, a freak storm, something else that could happen, which really it was unforeseen. And that's why the container got lost at sea. The other reasons could be bad stowage. You know, improper stowage is also why a container might fall off a ship. Maybe somebody that was putting the container on didn't know exactly what they were doing, so the container blew off when there were some heavy winds, or handling and supervision. This is why, you know, containers may sometimes fall into the ocean. But again, the shipping companies are aware of this and they take action to try to prevent this. Most lost cargo is found within weeks. So if the container blows off, the chances are that your cargo will be found within weeks. It may be wet, it might be damaged, it may be completely unusable, but they will probably be able to find it for you within a few weeks. That means that shipping companies will go out to find the cargo, even if they fall overboard. There's a couple reasons for that. Number one is the overall polluting of the ocean. You don't want to have a bunch of empty containers, you know, just floating around out there. If they are floating or sinking down, that they want to be able to find these containers. They want to be able to you know, bring the cargo in, try to salvage it as much as they can. That is more cost effective for them than just allowing the container just to sink, to just go out there and to just sink to the bottom or whatever else might happen there. The other, of course, is environmental. If they allowed the oceans to be littered with a lot of containers, it could be an environmental or an eco nightmare. Those containers may eventually start to wash up on shores around the world, and that could actually be a problem too. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, shipping companies, they take their job very, very seriously in being able to secure the products and secure the containers. It was John Butler, who is CEO of the World Shipping Council, said, "Container vessels are designed to transport containers safely, and carriers operate with tight safety procedures. But when we see numbers going the wrong way, we need to make every effort to find out why and further increase safety." So that shows right there that when the World Shipping Council, when they start to see that, hey, our numbers are going up, why are our numbers going up? Then they will immediately start to crack down on safety, because they realize that the safety and being able to transport containers safely around the world is at the core of what they do. I really find this number of less than 1% very, very impressive. And it really, really shows how these shipping companies take their job very seriously. So if there's anyone out there who's working for a shipping company, I take my hat off to you. And that I appreciate you guys and all that you do to be able to make sure the rest of us who are working in the global trade, that we're able to transport our goods safely. Because even if, you know, you have insurance on your products, or, you know, they don't make it to the destination, they make it damaged, someone is still going to lose. And a lot of times it's a manufacturer or it's the person who's buying it. It's going to be very hard to completely recover everything, not to count for the lost sales, that you're waiting for that container to come in. You have people waiting for the goods. If the container gets lost, it comes in damaged, then they have to wait again for another turn of the cycle. You've already lost sales, and there's no way the insurance will be able to make up for that. So we appreciate the fact that the shipping companies take this seriously, and that less than 1.1% or exactly 0.001% are only lost at sea, or less than 800 for the millions and millions of containers that are shipped every single year around the world. This is Anita from Global Trade Gal. We appreciate you being part of our community. If you'd like to be able to read more about this and learn more about this, we have a blog called "Do Shipping Containers Ever Get Lost at Sea?" where you can learn more about shipping containers. We have quite an interesting frequently asked questions section where we answer some more questions about this. And we also have some more quotes where we talk about shipping containers, and we show some photos too of the Evergreen ship that actually did get stuck, which is quite interesting, the Suez Canal, that blocked that canal for quite some time. We'd like to thank you for being part of our community. If you've enjoyed it, give us a thumbs up. Join with us every week as we talk about all things to do with global trade. Tell your friends about us. We'd love to have them join with us also. We know without you, our listeners, this would not be possible. And thank you so much for our technical team for helping making this all possible.